7 and 83 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Pedro Gibert and others. The other witness, Quentin, affirmed positively that the guns were iron. Perez also mentioned that there was only one man and the third mate on board the Panda who spoke English, and that the former did not go on board the Mexican. Meanwhile, the crew of the latter vessel declared that several of the pirates spoke English fluently. The conduct of Captain Trotter did not suggest that he considered the prisoners to be pirates. He never kept them in chains long enough to maintain the pretense, if it was one, and even employed Captain Gibert as his amanuensis, treating him with wine and in every way as a companion. Furthermore, why was there no announcement made in England regarding the arrival of these prisoners, or the tragic death of the officers blown up in the schooner at Nazareth? Why were they not tried in England for negotiating such a hard bargain with the English corvette in the purchase of her spars? It has just occurred to me, gentlemen, and I believe the statement made by Domingo deserves your serious consideration, that Captain Trotter, ever since the capture of the Panda, was subject to sudden fits of illness, etc., from which he had not recovered when the Curlew arrived in England. This gentleman, whatever effect it may have on your minds, has given me many serious reflections. Regarding the consul at Plymouth, it is my opinion that if that consul had been a Spaniard and indifferent to Captain Trotter, instead of being an Englishman and his friend, he would have demanded a trial of the prisoners in England for the alleged robbery of the English corvette. November 21st. Mr. Child. The capture of the Panda doubtless had not been effected without great loss and bloodshed on both sides, and no announcement had been made of this upon the arrival of the Curlew in England. I put it to the jury whether these were the common actions of men. Mr. Child here wished to read some extracts from Cobb,